A podfic of I Knew You Were Lazy by Popcorn Fairy 28, also known as me. Summary. Once upon an afternoon, Merlin was tired. Arthur was supposed to be busy on the other side of the castle. Merlin didn't feel like doing all of his chores, so he decided to use his magic and just took a nap in a chair. Arthur was supposed to be away for quite some time, but of course, things don't always go as planned. End of summary. Merlin was tired. Exceptionally tired. Perhaps that had something to do with the fact that he was the sole magical protector of a kingdom that banned magic. Maybe it had to do with the fact that he practically had two jobs on top of keeping a Pratt who was basically an enemy magnet. Or it possibly had to do with the fact that Merlin had stayed up the whole night previously experimenting with spells just because he could. He had to figure out how to make purple butterflies. Either way, Merlin was tired and had a headache. And because of the dolloped, he had a mountain of chores to complete. Speaking of the clotpole, he was scheduled to be clear on the other side of the castle. It was surprising that Merlin wasn't supposed to be with him, but Merlin wasn't going to question it. It wasn't like they spent every waking hour together, right? If Arthur wouldn't be coming back for a while, that meant that nobody was supposed to be coming into the chambers. Absolutely nobody. Merlin took one look at the dirty floors, dirty armor, dirty table, just dirty room in general. Plopping into one of the chairs, Merlin flicked his hand and all of the chores started doing themselves. Merlin's eyelids started drooping. He sagged in the chair, deciding to take a quick power nap. Surely he'd wake up before Arthur would be back. Merlin did wake up before Arthur came back. About 3 seconds before Arthur swung open the doors, to be precise. Perhaps that was because he could hear Arthur stomping, though. Why was Arthur back so soon? He was supposed to be gone for a couple more hours, at least. Merlin was rubbing his eyes. They didn't want to function right. And obviously forgot about how the chores were currently floating around doing themselves. Arthur opened the door, then stood, imitating a fish as he glanced around the chambers. Merlin stood up and belatedly stopped the cleaning supplies from cleaning. They crashed to the floor loudly, very loudly. Merlin was still tired, and still had a headache. Arthur was clearly trying to close his mouth, or even just get a sound out of it. Merlin was trying to get a sound out of his mouth, too. All that came out was an embarrassing squeak. At Merlin's attempt to be audible, it seemed to unlock Arthur's ability. Arthur laughed. Hard. So hard that he was crying and holding his side as if it hurt. Merlin's mind was muddled, so after a second of being confused, he decided to laugh and be confused. The two of them laughed until they were both just wheezing, and still they laughed. The guards came to check on both of them, though all they found was Arthur and Merlin just laughing in messy chambers, well, choking with laughter now. The guards started laughing too, though they hardly knew why, it was just contagious. Somehow Arthur managed to stop laughing for 4 seconds, sending the guards away. Merlin followed suit and stopped laughing for 2 whole seconds, gulping in large amounts of air. Arthur looked back at Merlin, and they started laughing again. After 10 minutes of nearly dying of laughter, they finally grew serious enough. Arthur spoke first with, "I always knew you were the laziest servant in the 5 kingdoms. "I was tired! You weren't supposed to be back yet!" Merlin protested, not realizing he wasn't really helping his case. "How long have you been using magic to do your chores?" Arthur asked. "Since I was wait! I have not been using magic to do my chores all the time. I'm not crazy." "So, you were born to be lazy. Somehow that doesn't surprise me." "I don't just use it on chores. I've saved your life more times than I can count." "How far can you count, anyway?" "Far." "Oh, really, Merlin? I always knew you were lazy and stupid, but this is just a whole new definition." They laughed again. They really didn't know when they stopped. Probably around the time Arthur's stomach started growling. On the bright side, Merlin felt no longer tired, nor did he have a headache. They do say laughter is the best medicine, after all. The end.